Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm Denise Nakano, and here's what's happening. Masks are required once again at two school districts in Montgomery County, Lower Merion and Cheltenham, as COVID cases are on the CDC's high transmission category. KYW's Mike Doherty spoke with students outside Lower Merion High School.
School officials alerted parents last night about the policy change and told them to make sure their kids show up at school wearing masks and that they understand the rules. Masks are required for students and staff in school and on buses in Lower Merion and Cheltenham. The response this morning was a mixed bag, with most kids saying it is what it is.
I suppose the cases have been going up recently. I know a lot of people who've been getting COVID. Even my sister has recently. And I guess it does make sense that masks are mandatory now.
It was a surprise, but I mean, if the COVID cases are high, then, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Personally, I do not like masks. I think it's annoying.
The policy was recommended by the county health department, and school districts have the final say on whether to impose these mandates. Cheltenham superintendent says they will go back to mask optional when the transmission level goes back down. Well, there are still thousands of Republican ballots to count in Pennsylvania, according to the most recent numbers from the PA Department of State. Mehmet Oz is slightly ahead of Dave McCormick in the Republican Senate primary, and if the margin is slim enough, it could trigger an automatic recount. Here's KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
The final number of total ballots isn't known yet, but it looks like any margin less than about 6,800 votes will trigger Pennsylvania's automatic recount in the Republican Senate primary. Looking at past mandatory recounts most recently in November for a Commonwealth court race, that recount wasn't finished until about 3 weeks after the election. Most counties in Pennsylvania have the bulk of their ballots counted. There were issues that delayed the counting of a significant number in Allegheny and Lancaster counties. Most counties are now working through the ballots that need more attention. For example, a mail-in ballot with a questionable date. The suburban Philadelphia counties have not yet started counting provisional ballots. Those require more work as each one has to be checked and verified.
Former President Trump said his endorsed candidate, Mehmet Oz, should just claim victory. But some military and overseas ballots aren't in yet. They're not due until next Tuesday, 1 week after Election Day. A Philadelphia woman who was charged with beating, burning, and starving a four-year-old child she was caring for has pleaded guilty to third-degree murder. Here's KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Samia Brown admitted to torturing four-year-old Zaya Singleton, who died from blunt force trauma and sepsis in October of 2019. Police were originally called out because there were reports that she fell from a window, but when the medical examiner got her body, they determined the little girl suffered a long history of abuse, including bite marks, home-stitched infected scars, broken bones, and countless bruises and contusions. Prosecutors called it an avalanche of injuries. Brown was the girl's temporary caretaker as her mother was away for a bit.
Brown pleaded guilty to third-degree murder, endangering the welfare of a child, and possession of an instrument in a crime. She's set to be sentenced in July. A five-year-old boy is recovering after police say he was shot in the arm inside a home in North Philadelphia. Around 7:30 Thursday night, police say they were notified that the boy was taken to a hospital with a gunshot wound. He's currently stable and will be treated further at another hospital. Chief Inspector Scott Small says it happened at a home near West Cumberland and Fifth Streets.
When police went inside the property and went to the second floor in the middle bedroom, they found the scene. They found some blood. They also found a semi-automatic handgun under the bed. And on the bed, they found a large plastic bag which contained a large amount of a green weed-like substance that appears to be marijuana.
Detectives are talking to the child's father and grandmother and at this point treating them as witnesses. Now, it's unclear how the boy was shot and who is responsible. Well, Pennsylvania has more reported cases of Lyme disease than in any other state in the country. Most of the cases are right in southeastern PA. KYW's John McDevitt spoke with Doug Fern, the president of LymeBasics.org, formerly the Lyme Disease Association of Southeastern Pennsylvania, about what to do if you or your loved one gets Lyme disease.
What is needed to be done regarding Lyme disease?
Well, unfortunately, there's been very little research done on this disease. It's more now than in the past, but it still pales in comparison to lots of other diseases like West Nile, which can be a serious disease for a very small number of people. It gets tremendously more funding than Lyme disease research gets. So what we really need is an effort to develop a reliable test that not only will detect if you have Lyme disease, but also one that will tell us when you've been cured, when you've cleared the infection. And we don't have reliable versions of those tests at this time.
Fern says Lyme disease is just one of the more than 20 tick-borne illnesses. Many times it's hard to diagnose and treat. Most insurance companies do not cover treatment, but for more information and help that's available, visit LymeBasics.org. That's the All Local. I'm Denise Nakano. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.